Good evening. This is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Matt. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meetings on the third Tuesday of every month, except December, February, and March. The next monthly meeting will be April 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam and Art Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. This is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any EchoLink stations that wish to check in? We'll now pause for 15 seconds. Come now, please.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through EchoLink from Oneonta, and Matt, it looks like it's just you and me so far in here on EchoLink tonight.
Okay, check in of KD2FPM, Kevin James, on the other end of Oneonta. Kevin, the floor is yours.
All right, yeah, good evening. It's KD2FBM, Kevin James, over here on the other side of Oneonta. That's funny. Yeah, I was going to say, I'm glad you didn't ask how my day went, because as you well know, you know how it went. I made garbage. So, yeah, unfortunately, we're fighting that battle with that CV. I'm sorry, I said that 11-meter radio deal there. We'll say it that way in disguise. I have another idea. I've got a backup Midland 75-822. I may try to employ that and see what that looks like on the deal there. Either that or I may just break down and see if I can dig out one of my old rigs and I'll just bolt the darn thing to the glove box if I have to and then run it that way. Hopefully you're laughing hysterically at this point because obviously you know my aggravation and frustration with the whole thing. So, yeah, I don't know how safe that would be to have it bolted to the glove box. You open the glove box and wham, you get a knee job. So that'd be kind of exciting. Yeah, hey, condymalacia of the patella, bilaterally done by a 11-meter radio. That would be an exciting documentation in the medical record. So, all right, yeah, oh, 75 degrees here today, and right now it looks like I got 62 on the outside of the upper Midtown, fashionable Midtown pad, that is, and we should also note that Albany broke a big record. It's the earliest they've been, the hottest, and it was 81 degrees in Albany, New York today, so that was really interesting. All right, with that, 7-3, KD2FBM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin, thank you for your check-in, and yes, thank you for the reminder. Yeah, it seemed to have gotten better after we toyed around with your 11-meter radio, and then tonight on the Oneonta 10-meter, the roundtable net. Having issues hearing everybody. I don't know if I've got something going on here myself or if it's just something with the airways. I don't know. We'll figure it out at some point in time. Okay, this is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
M2BFM, good evening.
N2PFM George and N5AOW Bob. We'll start at the top. N2PFM George, how are you this evening? How's your day going?
I can't stop this computer thing from humming with this thing keyed up. Anyway, we got a temperature of 54 degrees. Temperature range today was 48 to 69. And then on and off sunshine today and stayed in all day. Just did some work around here, chopping some of the wooden half of that belly stove and whatever, which of course hasn't been on for the last day. Probably won't be on tomorrow either. Too warm for it. Just a little gas heater and that's it. So nothing much else going on. God bless. 73's N2PFM clear.
Okay, N2PFM. George, thank you for your check-in. And glad you enjoyed a decent day like we did. Well, with the bad luck we had, but it was a nice day to do it, though. N5AOW, Bob, how are you doing?
N5AOW, good evening to everyone on the net. Great day today. Started out, I couldn't believe it was 51 this morning when I got up, and that was fairly early. And I think the peak was right around 70.4 that I saw. So that was quite the day. And I heard Kevin checking in with the report from Albany, I think, was 81. That's incredible. I'll tell you what, we need a few more days like that. I can deal with that right through March. I spent a little time with the dog, took the dog out for numerous walks and runs and whatever you want to do. And spent some time up in the garage trying to organize that. I think that's an ongoing, never-ending project that probably will never get done. So with that, I'll turn it back to you. You have a fine evening, Matt, and everyone on the net. This is N5AOW, back to net control.
Alrighty, N5AOW. Bob, thank you for your check-in, and yeah, I guess I'm going to have to agree. It was nice to have the nice warm weather today. We hit 74 here at my place on the other end of Oneana, on the southeast end of Oneana. But I guess I'm going to have to admit and say that the winter that we didn't have is pretty much over with. So, with that, this is KDQJWC, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for any further check-ins. Come now, please.
AC2WI.
KC2WI, Pete, how are you doing this evening? The floor is yours.
KC2WI, not too bad. I really didn't get a heck of a lot done after I came back in this afternoon. I was thinking of going stumblebilling this morning. I picked up my stumblebill from Bill. He said he was up on riding, not yesterday, but the day before, and he went on the reservoir and, you know, to the ponds and all this stuff, and yeah, that sounded real good. Yesterday morning would have been perfect, but of course I wasn't here and didn't have it. And I thought about it this morning, so instead of rolling it down the street here, we put it on the trailer. I thought, well, I'd go out this off morning maybe. I just didn't feel like it. I think it would have been fine, but I just wasn't in the mood. I wanted to get things done. It got a little late, and I decided that I don't want to drive all the way up to the end of Carpenter Road and Table Road there. And, you know, it's going to take too long. I probably should have done it. But I did end up going out later. It kind of got fairly sunny, and I just went up to Confusion Flats, and the only thing you could do is walk around. Where I got out of the car, and as I was driving up on Chase Lake Road and that, and by the horse trail, boy, you could ski. It looked great. You could cross-country ski there. And I had skis in the car, but I didn't have poles. So when I got out, I said, I guess, I almost debated going back, coming back down, getting the poles, going other side up to Carpenter Road and skiing there, but I didn't. So I walked around for an hour and a half, and it was like a, you know, cool day in the summer walk almost. But I had all good intentions of really getting back to work when I came back, but I did some things, but not any of the major projects, and here it is. Kind of probably too late to get into too much. I could start a couple, which isn't a bad idea, let things run overnight. 71 degrees, the high, 52 currently. Thankfully, all the ice around my house is gone. Almost all the snow is gone. A little in the backyard, quite a bit in the side, on the north side of the house, from coming off the roof, and from where I blew it back out of the front yard where I clear off. So far, no significant rain. I think it was out at 5 or something. I felt a few drops, and I was cleaning up a few sticks of wood that came off the tree that I'm going to have to get cut down. And I said, well, here it comes, but it stopped. It drizzled a little bit, then stopped, and I don't know now. But I'm happy that all the ice is gone, and it sounds like we're going to get a lot of rain, which is unfortunate. We just don't need that as things are damp enough. So that was the day here. On the Seaway Net there on the TIA Club repeater through Echolink at 7:30, and they're going to have a ham fest, swap fest kind of a deal, May 21st up there at the DePauville Fire Department. So hopefully they'll get a good turnout. I'm planning to go to it unless for some reason I'm just not even in town, but I'm going to try and. You know, it probably conflicts with something I gotta do, but we'll see. And it's nice to have a ham fest up here in the North Country. We ought to support it. And let's see what else is going on. Not too far after that, June, second Saturday in June, Black Fly Challenge. Communications for that. Mountain bike race between Inlet and Indian Lake through the Moose River Plains. It's 37 and a half miles, I think. I can't remember. Something like that. And we've been doing that for 5 years. Before we got involved with that, they had no communications. It was like 20-some-odd miles through the Moose River Plains, and nobody knew anything because the cell phones don't work, you know. I don't know how involved they were, but certainly the ambulance corps and all that, none of that stuff worked. So we now have good communications through the whole thing. So. Anyone interested in a public service event sort of out in the woods, more than the simple just get on the repeater, you know, you might need mast and a good antenna and high power and beam and stuff like that from some of the spots. That's what on the NNYARA.net website, and I think they already did put a quick post on the New York NNYARA and Northern New York Amateur Association Facebook page. It's facebook.com/NNYARA hams. Obviously you can just search on it. So that's what's going on here. I guess it's pretty safe bet that there's not going to be a lot of ice on the snow on the roof from now on. And I may be able to get up there and get my dual band beam up there. KC2WS.
Alrighty, KC2WIP, thank you for your check-in. Glad you, sounds like you had a pretty decent day. Sorry, having issues with my key up button for some reason all of a sudden. Alrighty, this is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for any further check-ins. Looking for any further check-ins. Come now, please.
WA2U.
WA to you. John, how are you doing? Yeah, tongue twisted. How are you doing this evening? The floor is yours.
WA to you. Excellent. Excellent. Good evening to the assembled multitude. I haven't checked the temperature here, but Kathy and I have had a great day. We've been just busy. That's why I've been on the net. Good to hear Pete. He must have a secret place for all that snow, Pete. I don't know. And what's going on? Well, I'm busy with UPS and FedEx today. Always, you know, ham radio, always got to have new gadgets and gizmos. I picked up a brand new thing for camp here, so that's kind of exciting. It's a rechargeable light made by Snap-on, brand new, 2,500 lumens. And it has a port on the back so you can plug devices in it. Boy, I understand why Snap-on costs what it does, because this thing is built. It's a beauty. So, rechargeable. So we can use that over at the camp. That's kind of a neat thing. That came today. A hat tree came today. So I just got done putting assembly of that. And what else? What else? What else? Kathy's getting all the, cruising all the garden, well, cruising. We've got seeds. He's got some started up there. He's got the grow light going. And what an absolutely gorgeous day. But spent a lot of time outside today. We took a little short jaunt. We walked over, five and a half miles today. We've got our gym, set up. Now we go out and take a walk. But it was absolutely gorgeous. So we 5 miles out of where we took a walk the other day. So it was absolutely just beautiful weather. We ran into some people, and it was kind of a nice thing. But I think anybody with gardening is chomping it to a bit. I'm looking at projects out there. It was warm outside, and it was in the house today. I get a kick out of George cutting the wood. I've got a big pile out there, but I didn't burn any last year, so no matter what I do, you know, if I go out and cut it, I'll do it just for something to do. But, working on projects, going to see how the hats fit on the hatchery here, because I got tired of stacking things up. The fedoras and the derbies and the bowler hats and things of that nature of a place to bring down. Back over to you, Matt, to pick up. Thanks for picking up the nap. Yeah, we've been just busy and enjoying the outdoors, and so I had the radio a little handheld on. I thought I'd come in and join. WA to you, back to net. And we got to remember to, I guess, spring ahead this weekend with the clock. WA to you.
Thank you, John, for your check-in. I've actually been wondering. I haven't heard you or Pete, KC2WI, in quite a while. I was kind of wondering if everything was all okay with you guys, or all good, or just maybe hoping you guys were staying busy and enjoying the early summer or spring-like weather. Thank you guys for checking in, and no problem. Glad I can try and help out when I can. I know last night I was supposed to be net controller, but I had Kevin pick it up for me because I was in a meeting that ended up running for 4 hours, so I ended up running well over what I had planned on being, so Kevin picked up net control for me last night. But I was available to do it tonight, so I hopped in here to do it. So, this is KD2JWC, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, late check-ins at this time? Come now, please.
WAQ with comments.
Go ahead, John.
Okay, very good. I'm not, no, Kathy's doing fine. We're great. I'm thankful we can get out there and walk 5 miles and enjoyed it. I'm not sure who gets QST. I'm an avid QST reader. I selectively read. In February, I noticed there's an interesting article on public service, and they talk about Anderson Power Poles, one of my favorites. They talk about that. They talk about coaxial cable. You know, some of the basic stuff, very interesting. Pete might be interested. They also had a neat article on robust packet. Robust packet. Some of the digital things that are happening nowadays as far as message handling and things of that nature. And I read some of the stuff. It's kind of a neat magazine. You know, you think you've accomplished stuff, but there was I'm just picturing it. There was a section in there where, I don't know the guy's call, but there's something about getting on 10 gigahertz, 10 gig, or 24 gigahertz, and doing EME. You got to know what you're doing. That's just amazing to me. You know, it's a challenge to talk across the street, but when you can talk 10 gigahertz and 24 gigahertz. And the other thing I discovered in there, it was kind of interesting, about our grid squares. We are getting into the time of the year for VHF and UHF contesting, and I wonder how many of us know our grid square. I didn't know. I didn't know. I didn't know our grid square until earlier this week. We're in Foxtrot November 23LI. How big is a grid square? Well, longitude, it's 2 degrees, and latitude, it's 1 degree high. There are 488 grid squares in the United States. You want to try to work them all. A little bit of trivia, but I thought it's kind of neat to punch in your, see what grid square you're in, because contests, people like it when you know what grid square you're in. A lot of good reading in QST, selectively, of course. WATU back to that. Everyone have a great evening.
Thank you, WA2U. KC2WI, go ahead.
KC2WI, just looking at a thing, you know, Facebook post went up to this page about how many, only baby boomers will remember this or something, but some of this stuff is like a little bit older than that. But the picture, the first picture, the picture on the Facebook link was of cars, old cars, and the, you, what do you mean to remember this? Until you looked at the sign at the gas station, it said even numbers only, so that was of the energy crisis. Anyway, yeah, the ARRL's VHF QSO party is the second weekend in June. Unfortunately, just about as soon as I started to get into that, and I had the my 703 plus QRP rig for 6 meters, that's when we started doing the Black Fly Challenge, which is also that Saturday, so cuts out one of the days. But if the weather is nice on the other on Sunday, I go up the top of a mountain somewhere and do some VHF. So and the nice thing about that is, you know, you're not going to probably get too far with your HT or even your mobile just sitting. But if you get to a high spot, I don't know how much activity there is on 2 meters FM, although there's a little. And I've basically, what's happened with me is I've been up on the top of Pillsbury Mountain sitting in the fire tower, you know, with 6 meters. And of course, you make a contact, and if it's reasonably close, like over to the big group up there on Mount Greylock or something like that, Gore Mountain, whatever, they say, you got any other bands? And I say, well, the only other thing I have is 2 meter FM. Oh, let's try that. So we make a contact with, you know, 5 watts. Of course, I got more than a rubber duck on the HT, but so anybody could do it. And the more people that decide they want to do it locally, just with 2 meter FM, the more fun. So I advise everybody to think about that, talk it up, and get out. I don't know if we, you know, if we get enough people interested. I don't even know if they exist anymore. The Central New York Amateur Radio Association, I don't know. Several years back, they had a 2-meter FM sprint. I think it was Sunday from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock or something. And the whole idea was nothing fancy. Everybody has a 2-meter rig. You know, a lot of people have mobiles. Just go find the highest spot you can find, unless you happen to live on one. Get up there with your 2-meter rig and call on Simplex. And it was a ton of fun. I actually went down to Boonville. I went to the repeater site, unhooked the repeater from the top antenna, put it on our isopole that we have halfway up, and hooked my 2800 to the repeater antenna and made, you know, I think it was only a dozen or so contacts, but it was really, really fun. So we all think about doing that, maybe northern New York and, you know, however far we can get people interested in it. Pick some kind of a date to do that. KC2WI.
Alrighty, KC2WI, thank you. I've actually been reading, John2WA2U, I've been reading a couple of those articles. Of course, I started reading them, I haven't finished them yet, in QSD. Was reading material, but every time I start reading them, I actually seem to manage to fall asleep, so I don't make it through them all the way. Okay, are there any other comments, queries, late check-ins at this time? Come now, please. This is K2JWC Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Any other comments, queries, late check-ins at this time? Come now, please. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 21:30 hours local time and return their frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight. We had KD2FBM, Kevin James, and Oneana, N2PFM, George, N5AOW, Bob, KC2WI, Pete, and WA2U, John. Thank you all for your check-ins. I want to say 7-3 to everyone and hope to catch everyone tomorrow night. Hopefully I'll be able to be in here tomorrow night. But this is KD2JWC, and I will be clear.
All right, this is KD2FBM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink. As always, thank you for use of Echolink. It's always appreciated. Hopefully catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, 7-3, KD2FBM is clear.
Oscar Victor Bravo, Dixon Utica, calling from the Oneida County Traffic Emergency Net, looking for all stations, with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Calling for Octan, all stations, with or without traffic, are welcome. Check-ins will be appreciated. Final call for Octan. All stations with or without traffic are welcome.
KC2NBU.